burrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Together. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by Napier, and on time. Now, the one week you would think Drunk's probably going to run into some troubles. Motherfucking Drunkard STL on the Twitters here before the show starts.
Amen.
Welcome, brother.
Eating and everything.
Do you, by chance, for old time's sake, want to test your microphone just to make sure it's working?
Mic check, check, mic check, mic check.
Follow Drunkard
STL. Follow Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
was going through some old episodes, putting together a best of.
Yeah.
Drunkard
STL on the Twitters.
Drunk test his microphone for an extended period of time when the show
started. Like 3 awkward minutes. It's awesome.
Back when we hated our listeners.
I don't think we had listeners.
Well,
yeah, nobody's heard that episode before.
We were just bitter and angry. But I am quite frustrated. There's an abundance of snow out there that makes travel difficult, and that just makes me angry, and I start cursing.
Kind of like the whole shoveling of the driveway.
I don't like the shoveling of the driveway.
It took me 3 hours to shovel my driveway yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I did.
It is bitterly fucking cold out there, too.
I'll tell you what I did. I goddamn got up, I didn't go to work yesterday. I called them motherfuckers. I said, that shit ain't happening, yo.
Yeah, I was told.
And you know what? I found out that I was the only idiot that went in today, too. There was like 3 properties open today, and I was the only one that didn't live at one. Everybody else said, fuck you. Fucking yesterday, I'm thinking, oh, well, there's no way I'm going to not go to work 2 days in a row. So I goddamn fucking 5 o'clock yesterday, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go shovel my driveway now. That way, tomorrow when I get up for work, fucking that shit will already be done. I mean,
right. What?
Not that's not something you want to do first thing in the morning.
Fuck
when you
no.
get up. Uh-uh. Is go put on a bunch of pants and a bunch of jackets and layers and go out and shovel the driveway. Fuck that.
And
so I did it
tired.
5 o'clock. You know what fucking happened?
What's that?
Wind blew like a son of a bitch. Wind blew all throughout the night. Blew all that snow right back onto my driveway as if to say fuck you and what you did to prepare.
Did you not use salt?
It wouldn't have mattered.
I put salt on mine. Mine looked fine.
They put salt all over the fucking roads and it didn't do a damn thing.
Motherfucking snowplow drives through here and fucking puts a big old bank at the base of my driveway, like 4 feet high. So I had to attack that.
Oh, and it's compact.
In the morning, or this was last night?
8 o'clock last night. Just drove through and put a mountain at the base of my driveway. I guess, what else are they going to do?
No, hey, well, what else are they going to do with it?
So, Napes, you just stayed home today?
Yeah, I just stayed home.
And
it wasn't going to happen.
See, now,
I worked half day.
I turn into kind of like a like a jealous girlfriend with Napier.
Yeah.
Because the only way to get a hold of Napier is to call him like 9 times right in a row.
Right.
Because the first 8, he'll just ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm thinking was, and Napier, tell me if I'm right here.
Okay.
The first 8 times I called you, you were like, I don't want to go out and get my car out of the snow. Maybe he'll just forget about the show.
Actually, no. Earlier this morning, I saw you on the Twitter asking for Dr. Napier questions, and I assumed we were going to have it.
Yeah.
I noticed at about 5:30 you hadn't called me.
I had called you a couple times.
I'm sure you did, but yeah. My phone was dead.
Oh.
So I charged my phone up real quick, and no sooner had it got done charging enough to turn on, it goes doot, 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 and there's Mike. Like, oh, shit, I missed
something.
Sounds
very coincidental.
I have a shitty ringtone. Did you hear that ringtone
that
I have on his phone?
Exactly. Can you do that ringtone one more time?
Doot, 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 doot,
doot. Doot, 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 doot.
So you were just at home chilling in your underwear.
Eating chili.
Probably under a bunch of blankets, making some homemade chili.
Some Cheez-Its.
You know what? You know what would have been the nice thing to do?
What's that?
Dude, make some homemade chili.
And bring it over for his homies.
We're friends.
Right.
I mean, like, it's cold out. I mean, like, bring us a little chili, tasty too.
I was going to bring you some, but you said
bowl with a lid on it or something, like some little Tupperware dealies.
Yeah.
I was going to make you some and bring it over here, but you said right when I said that you and your lady friend were going to go get food. Like, oh, okay. What? You didn't even let me finish talking before you said
a little bit of cheese.
I'm going to go get food with my lady then.
So we took last week off.
We did.
And
I did not know we took last week off until about 10
minutes. Yeah, you called me and told me you were going to be late to the show.
If at all.
When me and you were the ones that decided we weren't going to do a show.
That's kind of funny.
You don't have much of the memory, do you?
No, sir.
I probably should have been here. That was my bad. I'm sorry, listeners, I love you.
We didn't really get into like our New Year's resolutions. And you know, like what we expect from the new year.
Did you bury money outside your home? You're supposed to bury money outside your home.
I don't have any money to bury.
Well, then you're not going to have good luck.
Like, any money?
Yeah, coins.
I was about
to say,
you could bury a couple quarters, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Quarters.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
That's apparently what some people do.
Bury money, that's like a luck thing?
Yeah, you bury
some
money.
Like picking up a penny that's heads up?
Yeah. You take some coins or whatever, you dig a little hole, you throw the coins in the hole and put the dirt over it, and on the second, you go out and retrieve your cash.
Why would I retrieve it if it's just a couple coins?
You're supposed to retrieve it. You're not supposed to leave it there.
You found it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, Napier, what... we were already starting off the year in style. The solo cups are gone.
Yeah, I noticed that.
We've been given a present for Christmas. My Christmas present was microphone stands.
That's kind of weird.
So
who would give you these?
My lady friend's mom got us
fuck yeah.
Mic stands.
That's actually
Paul
really
can't
thoughtful.
Ever come back because we only got
excited.
3.
Yeah.
So I guess if we ever have a guest or something, we're going to have to get another solo cup.
Or maybe she
did you already throw the solo cups away?
I have one
in
there,
just
in case.
Keeping one.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah. Just, you know.
Did you ever think that maybe she got one for you, one for me, you know, the draw, and then one for Paul?
What is this the draw shit?
You said that you were the star in the little promo, so now I get to say on the draw.
I don't know, man.
Drunk. I mean, is there even a question?
Well, I mean, you are a shameless self-promoter guy.
Is there even a question who the star of this show is?
I mean, you run point. If by you running point means you're the star, I guess, yes.
Look, just because you're the dude that at the end of the basketball game has to round up all the balls during practice and put them into a little basket.
Round up the balls? No, we're not going there.
I'm the equipment manager?
You're not the equipment manager. No.
Well,
is that what he just said?
He said that. I'm not saying that.
Well, you are the equipment manager. I mean, this isn't my stuff. This is your stuff.
I help you put it away, so I guess I'm assistant equipment manager. I don't know.
I help him put it away, too.
So why is he the equipment manager?
The equipment manager? Now, let me ask you a question. Drunk, I want you to be honest. I was listening to the Unfit for FM.
Very good podcast.
I was listening to it this morning, but let's just say I was listening to them live yesterday.
Okay.
I was listening to Unfit for FM live on yesterday. Radio FUBAR on Sundays. Yeah. And Brian was asking Anchor if he were to die, what Anchor would do. Like, would he continue the Unfit for FM brand? Would he start a new show? What would he do?
Yeah.
What would you if would you do a podcast if I died?
But that's a hard question for me to answer, I guess, because I mean I don't know anybody else with equipment, so I guess I would have to be invited onto somebody else's.
Oh, so you think that like you would become a free agent,
right?
And like if like the Squarehead kids called you up and they said we want you to be Drunk Squarehead,
yeah.
Then you would Skype in and be Drunk Squarehead?
Something like that. But, I'm not buying all this personally.
Right.
That's a lot of money you got invested into some podcast equipment.
Right. Napier. I mean, I'm sure your phone's going to be ringing off the fucking hook, right?
Well, everybody
because you're
needs
the star.
No, not the star, the draw.
So you wouldn't continue on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks? The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks would die with me, or do you think that you would just get new guys?
Put it in context. You're my friend. I've known you since we were, 16?
Right.
And played with you on numerous fucking hockey teams.
How about Drunkhead? I like Drunkhead. Can we just
Drunkhead's good.
Can we change your name to Drunkhead?
You can do whatever you
want.
That
could be your secret identity so that nobody knows it's really you. What were you saying?
We hang out. We're friends. We hang out outside the show. And I only answer your phone call once every 8 times. What chance do you think anybody fucking else has of idea of fucking getting a hold of me? Even if they had my phone number, I don't check my email.
Not,
I don't get on Facebook.
On Twitter or the Facebooks or nothing like that. And you got all the passwords to the WFO Dicks account, so how are we going to know from there?
The way that everybody's going to figure out that you're dead is, we just stop doing a show and stop updating our Twitter.
I wonder if Napier could be on the Furnacast. He could just be like the third mic on the Furnacast.
That would be interesting.
I don't think that they allow...
permanently.
I don't think they allow...
I think he should just join on air with the Mark Bland.
I get along
Napier
with Mark Bland.
Every week, you could drive out to that place that we went to record with the Mark Bland.
Yeah.
And you could do the Mark Bland show. You know what upsets me about the Mark Bland show?
What's
now?
That?
I've tried listening to it once or twice since... He got a new producer. And
you mean his friend's gone? I kind of like that dude, the skinny dude.
I don't know if but the guy that's on the show, like the second mic on his show, sounds exactly like him. Like,
ooh.
You know how, like, Mark Bland kind of, you know, talks like, pro, like, I'll tell you something, brother. You know what I mean? He does that.
He's got enthusiasm
about
He puts
a lot of enthusiasm. The other guy not only has a very similar sounding voice, but, like, he talks in the same way. So, like, they just, like, yell back and forth at each other. It's like they're cutting wrestling promos back and forth at each other through the whole show.
It seems funny.
They're like, let me tell you about my middle-leaning liberal politics, brother.
Does it sound like a sociopath is having a conversation with himself?
It does.
Inside
it
a microphone
like
booth?
Talking to him back and forth. It's
great.
So Napier would go join the Mark Bland. I bet the Mark Bland would have you on. You're a dynamic broadcaster.
Of course he is.
Yeah, so I got...
He's uber professional.
I think he enjoyed my grenade. Most people don't get to experience the Napier grenade, but... Mark Bland got one
right
in his face. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got a good one. Now, what I really wish is the food... Oh, and by the way, all of you in the chat room, all of you, I see you all. Thank you for coming. It looks like we have quite a few people here. All of you, scroll to the top of this page, and there's a little thing up there that says FUBAR Awards. Click that and vote for us.
For everything.
And a podcast... It's live show, best live show, and best podcast.
There's no individual awards?
No, and that's
because that would
I was
be the best
about.
Way to judge between who's the star,
I
you
wish
or Napier.
There was, like, just even if you just made it best WFOD host.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, I'm sure you can set up some sort of Facebook poll, right?
Yeah, do a poll.
I bet Paul would win, you know, nostalgia and all that other
shit. You know, when I was...
Well, I guess if you put Paul in, you got to put Jesse in too then, right?
When I was going through the shows to do... We're only in the 50s with Best Ofs.
Yeah.
And Paul was still on the show then. When I was going through that stuff trying to find... It was so depressing how much better our show was a year ago.
Yeah.
And
that
I
makes me sad too.
I don't know if that's... I'm sure it's a big part is because Paul's not here. But I think a lot of it also is just like... We're so out of stuff to talk about. I think we need to retire.
What are we going
to
do?
I don't know. The Simpsons never ran out of stuff to talk about. They've been going for 17 years.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking it's got to almost be over.
So you're saying you're at the end of your creativity rope?
I think I am. I'm almost out.
I mean, we can recycle old bits. I mean, that is a thing.
I mean, it's gotten to a point where I'm really, really relying on some good Dr. Napier questions to get through this piece of shit every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I got nothing this week.
Well,
I
we stopped doing Detective Napier. We stopped doing Napier karaoke's and
Napier.
Yeah.
I have big news.
We haven't had a What's in
about
in
Detective
a while.
Napier.
Excellent.
Detective Napier is coming back next week.
Oh, awesome.
Do you want me to play the song?
Yeah.
You play the song?
Yeah, play it.
It's like a tease.
Napier.
You know the best two things about our show are the two songs this dude did.
How much did the second one run us?
We've given this guy a total of $20.
That seems rather cheap.
Five for $150 for another.
It's coming back next week, guys. Detective Napier Crime Stories has returned. And I'm going to tell you what I'm crowdsourcing Detective Napier Crime Stories because I just got to a point where I couldn't think of anything to add to Detective Napier. I think we're starting a new story. I'm not really sure. But,
well, how does he get out of his rape situation?
Well, that was over, sort of.
I mean, they weren't gone.
What I'm going to do, I think, is before I post this episode on the podcast feed, I'm going to post the first three Detective Napiers as like a combined file. Just so if you want to listen to it, go for it. If you don't, you know, that's fine too. But I want a refresher course for our newer listeners on what exactly Detective Napier Crime Stories is. Detective Napier Crime Stories originated, me and Napier made a movie in high school.
And I'm sure this was an intriguing movie.
It was awful. It was terrible.
So
was glorious.
But
give me a shot here. What kind of video technology are you using?
It was a camcorder.
With the VCR on the side.
No, it was like a digital camcorder.
It was a digital camcorder.
Right.
All right.
Right.
So we're not hugging along a big cassette fucking.
No, it was a normal
yeah,
camera.
We are kind of old. You could have been rocking the VHS on the side.
Right. We could have.
So
yeah.
we filmed a whole bunch of scenes for this. We never finished the movie, and it just turned into one badass movie trailer.
Yeah.
So years later, we're doing this stupid ass podcast.
You still have
we're
these
chilling
files?
The fuck out. I think so.
You could release it still.
I could, but I'm going to leave that in my back pocket until I want something.
Want something from who?
I don't know.
The fans. Yeah.
And I decided, you know what? We should do like the shadow, like, you know, the old school radio play things. And so we did three episodes of it. And then I just got to a point where I couldn't think of anything else to do. So it just kind of went away. And we just started doing this bullshit.
Also, the beef took up a bunch of time, too.
Right, because I had to focus all of my attention to
mocking
a dimwit from California.
No, it
that
was...
That just took all of my creativity.
I'm not saying
Napier.
It took your
there
creativity.
There was no way I could focus on anything but talking to some fucking retard in California.
I'm
there
saying
was
you
no
had...
no fucking way I could multitask because I had to fucking focus all of my energy into talking to some gorilla Coke glasses looking faggot in California. You're right, Napier. I'm sorry.
No,
sorry.
I'm saying...
That is about the time the show
I'm
started
saying...
going downhill.
I'm saying you had too much fun with it.
You're right.
You got so much enjoyment out of that, making, you know, some serialized horse piss. It wasn't the same. It was like getting blowjobs from your lady friend for like a whole week straight. Like every time you got a hard on, there's your lady friend. Like, I'm going to suck some dick. Like, oh, yay.
It's a lot of dick sucking.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it goes away and you're like, well, I guess I could jerk off, but that's not as fun. But you haven't jerked off for a whole week. It's all been blowjobs. What if you forget how to jerk off?
So what I did,
yeah,
with Detective Napier is I threw it out to a couple friends of ours, and I just said, hey, guys, let's do this together. Let's put our minds together and make something great.
And they get, you know, writer's credit.
Right. I guess, you know, right. Of course. So actually, I put a thing on the website if you want to contribute.
So if they get writer's credit, do you just want to credit them now?
Well, I'll credit them when we put the thing out. Okay. But I
who knows who's going to get
cut? I put a thing on our website, wfodix.podbean.com. At the top, there's a thing that says Detective Napier. If you click on that, there's the details. If you want to add to Detective Napier, if you just want to enjoy it and listen. But I want our fun song to... If for any other reason than to get to play that minute-long song every now and then, it's worth doing. And if it's silly, then sorry.
What about me and my talking dick?
Oh, yeah, we should bring that back, too. We should just bring it all back.
That's what we're trying to tell you for the last 20 minutes.
We need a renewed creative focus, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Maybe that will motivate me. Maybe that will get me back into the swing of things, and maybe I won't want to retire anymore.
What about Napier karaoke's?
I could take or leave that, to be honest with you.
I think you didn't like it because Mr. Producer didn't like it.
I am a whore for the feedback. I get one negative feedback and it just turns me off.
But he hated those.
He does.
Did you hear the venom in his voice when you brought up the Napier karaoke's on his show?
Okay, we're bringing back Napier karaoke. He's convinced me.
Okay. You're like discovered your own opinion on the air guy right now.
What?
You're just like, yeah, we should do this and we should do that. Let's bring it all back.
That's why we do the show. New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, with this, we do this.
And it circles back around.
The last couple months, like we've kind of just been in like, you know, crap mode. We need to get back to it. We need to get back to being great.
Hey, amen.
Drunk, this is a safe place where you can give your ideas and get honest feedback from your friends.
Renewed creative focus.
So this is a show prep show. We're
telling people what's coming.
Yeah.
So they're prepared. Don't fuck with me right now.
This is like
I'm insight. In the zone.
Amen, brother. I'm all about it. Let's do it.
He's three quarters chub. You don't want him to get that other quarter.
There's a goddamn...
I think I
super
might want
volcano
to have
that other quarter. In Yellowstone. And we're all going to die. It's going to explode. And they don't know when it's coming. And it's just going to explode and take out the whole U.S. And they can't do nothing about it. We could be dead tomorrow.
We could be dead tomorrow anyway.
We could be dead tomorrow.
Did you see the snow out there? We could have died.
We could have.
Yeah.
And you know what? We'd be going out on a high note. We'd have shit in the tank. We wouldn't be a bunch of fucking blown out old vag lips.
We're quasi internet celebrities.
You know how you get to be a quasi internet celebrity, drunk?
How?
Hard work.
Hard work and focus.
Yeah.
Using your dick to plow the fields.
Bunch of bullshit.
And Mike's selfless self.
You got it. No, you got it.
Shameless self-promotion.
If you want to get somewhere in life, you got to put your dick in the dirt. You got to plow.
Yeah. Goddamn coattail riders, you two. You're on the mic train.
Chugga-chugga.
I'm glorious.
Wouldn't even be close.
I think you just need to put the poll up.
Wouldn't even be fucking close.
That way the winner can talk shit.
Wouldn't even be a competition. I don't even think we need to put it up. Because you know, deep in your heart. You know.
Nobody can be better than the dick.
Can we get, like, Vegas odds here? Do you know anybody from Vegas that can give us odds?
Crazy J's from Vegas.
There you go. Yeah. Crazy J needs to make odds. And then we'll put the poll up. And we'll take bets.
No, we can't do that. That's like betting in professional sports.
No, because the people that would bet are the fucking people that would vote. So they could sway it.
Well, I'm just talking about us three.
We probably only get like 10 votes. And if those 10 people voted and bet, that wouldn't be...
How many votes do you think are going to happen? Less than 100?
Well, is it by IP? Because I probably got like 4 different things that I could... I could go over to like my mom's house. I could have my sister vote.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have my sister vote.
She'd vote for me. Your sister would vote for me.
No, she'd vote for me. She likes me.
Bullshit.
No, I got to see her during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sure. IP address, I guess. Yeah.
Drunk, you'd vote for me, wouldn't you?
I'd probably vote for myself. That way I don't get shut out.
Oh, I did talk to my little sister a little while ago, and I found out why she stopped listening.
Why?
Apparently, her man friend actually was also a fan of the show.
Oh, yeah.
He listened to the show with us. And apparently he left it on and went to bed. And they had, like, this whole sound system in their bedroom. And, you know, it was on quietly. Like, it was just, you know, background noise. It was some white noise generator get you to sleep.
Right.
Apparently, during one of the episodes that was playing, I started screaming like a lunatic. And my sister started flipping the shit out that she can't have her brother screaming at her in the middle of the night for no goddamn reason.
So just don't listen to us when you're going to sleep.
No, like I think it scarred her.
When you're like jogging.
Was this
something.
A particular episode that you were screaming a lot in?
I might have been screaming rape, and she thought I was being raped.
We did used to talk about rape a lot.
Yeah, that
we probably
was...
need to squeeze more rape in there.
How do you squeeze more rape into all this?
I don't know. Paul did it masterfully all the time.
When we come back from break, I'm going to talk about Black James Bond. And we have a variety of questions for Dr. Napier.
Hell yeah, brother.
We should have Drunk read the questions.
You think Drunk should read the questions?
Yeah.
Normally that would be okay, but like this week... I kind of put like little abbreviations and stuff.
Oh.
I like reading the questions.
Okay.
I kind of like giving my 2 cents too sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some good ones. There's some good ones. So stick around. I don't know where else you'd go. I mean, you're here. You're probably going to stay, right?
What else is on Monday nights?
Hopefully. Even if you're just listening to the...
Yeah, give me penis kisses. Yeah. Fart, penis, vagina. Hey! Dick fingers.
There are 5 veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number 1, number 2, and number 4. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
And it's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines. You're never getting promoted again. And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on RadioFubar.com.
Wheelbarrow for the Dicks Internet Radio Program. To get a hold of the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or get at us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
What's going on with Sliders?
Okay, in the chat room, somebody mentioned the Sliders.
That is Matt from the Lotus Cast.
Welcome, Matt, from the Lotus Cast.
Heard on Thursdays on RadioFubar.com.
Excellent. Welcome to the party.
I don't remember Sliders.
It was that one with Jerry O'Connell and...
Was that first we saw Jerry O'Connell?
No.
No. But, yeah, during the show, there's this little broad, kind of looks like Winona Ryder.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Try that again.
Winona
Ryder.
There we go. She... was a tiny little redheaded broad. And during the third season, she was going to walk.
It was nominated for Outstanding Sound Editing for a series.
Oh, boy. Well, during the third season, like, she was going to leave. And they said, we don't want you to leave. And she said, okay, you should pay me more. They said, no, we're not really going to pay you anymore, but you shouldn't leave. She goes, okay, well, I'm going to go. So she leaves. And what they do is to
was
make...
the Winona Ryder chick Carrie Werwer? She played Captain Maggie Beckett?
No, that was her replacement.
Oh.
The captain came in after the tiny broad left, and the way that they made her exit the show, like, you know, to give her character, you know, a way to leave the cast, you know, gracefully, was she was kidnapped by space aliens and then sent to a breeding facility where she was raped constantly.
Wow, that's awesome. I know it has nothing. I'm getting sidetracked by the chat. Napes vapes.
Yeah.
Your own brand of e-cigarettes. That's genius.
All of them would be minty and delicious.
I'm sorry. Okay, so she was raped by space aliens?
Yeah, that's how they that's
so
how
they didn't
did
recast
her
part. They had her get raped by space aliens, and then they just got a new chick on the spaceship or whatever it is.
Yeah, but the part of the plot line of the seasons going forward was that they were always trying to find this skinny broad who was constantly being raped and then forced to give birth to space aliens.
Like half human, half space alien rape babies?
Yeah, they said, okay, well, if you're leaving, we're going to have your character raped for eternity. And they had a scene.
You're making this up.
No,
right?
I'm not.
This is just something to be funny?
No, this is how they got rid of her character. They had
That's
her raped
the
forever.
Way they killed that guy on MASH.
Oh,
that guy was going to leave, and they're like, okay, your character's leaving. And then his plane got shot down.
And he's dead.
Fuck
now.
You. She's raped forever.
And has to give birth to alien space babies. They actually had a scene where they found her momentarily, and she was in a fuck tube covered in green slime. And they're like, we're going to get you out. And they had like a lookalike start banging on the glass to try to get the rape off of her. And then all of a sudden, oh, they're not in the room anymore. They have slid again. And they couldn't take her. So now she's just going to be raped some more.
If they slid again,
yeah,
that's like teleporting?
Yeah, they had to teleport away to a new universe where she wasn't there and she was getting raped.
And they had
constant.
A new chick.
Yeah, they had a new chick. And she wasn't raped. Just the other broad was raped.
Well, that kind of ties into the whole James Bond thing.
Yeah, kind of.
I've been furious the last couple days on the Twitters because apparently they interviewed that Idris Elba. Is that how you say his name? Idris? It sounds right. I-D-R-I-S. That's Idris, right?
Yep, sounds like
something not American.
A black guy. And you know what? I like the guy. I've seen him in a lot of stuff. He was great in The Pacific Rim. He was good on The Wire. He's a great actor. Can't be James Bond, though.
Is he not English?
I think he is English. He's a black guy.
So?
James Bond can't be black. James Bond's a white guy.
There's a lot of black English people.
There's a lot of black English people, but none of them have been white for all this time. People don't just change colors, drunk.
They tried to make Doctor Who black in a... Yeah, the fans got pissed
the
off.
The whole thing with the Doctor Who. I know very little about Doctor Who, but when they change actors, they do like a whole thing where he regenerates or something. It's like a science fiction thing. James Bond doesn't regenerate. He's the white guy, and every now and then they recast him as another white guy. If they recast him as a black guy, there'd be some questions. Like, why all of a sudden is James Bond black?
Well, they would ask that for Doctor Who, too. I mean, he's... When
but
they
he regenerate.
Regenerates.
It's science fiction.
Yeah, but they don't regenerate into new sexes and races.
Maybe they could do like a prequel where he's black.
Yeah. I would go see the fuck out of an Idris Elba like spy movie if he was like a James Bond-esque character. If they did like a spin-off where he was like, you know, 009.5.
Or they did that one thing where like Sean Connery did.
Come on, that was a good joke, Napier. What does it take to get a laugh out of you? See, because he's black, he's got a big wiener.
Yeah.
9.5. That's funny. Come on. Well, that's a good joke, drunk. That's why I'm the MVP around here.
Amen.
Because I got those solid jokes.
Yes, sir.
His tech guy would be Lil Q. Lil Q. This is funny. I had a couple more. What are my other ones? I had some good ones. Oh, God, where'd they go? No, I had some really good ones, guys. Seriously. I'll give Dan credit. This was a Dan joke, but the secret spy handshake would get way more complicated.
Oh, God, yeah.
Q could be played by Exhibit. We gonna pimp your ride, James Bond. See, that's funny, right?
Yes. I guess.
I don't feel as though they've made strides to kind of imply that James Bond has been the same guy. In the last James Bond, like, you know, he was aging and they were making comments about his age and you know, he went and got his old car out of the storage unit and talked about his dead wife. So they're implying that James Bond's been the same guy this whole time. I know there was speculation that it's just a code name, but I don't think it is. I think they just kind of tipped the story in the direction of this has been the same guy the whole time. And it's been a white guy. People don't just change colors.
Well, why can't James Bond be a Time Lord and each one of those is a new regeneration?
If you're mad that there's not enough black characters out there, I'm all about making new black characters, new black franchises. Make a great Idris Elba spy movie, and I will go see it.
And Sandra Bullock can be the dude's mom.
But he doesn't just change colors. Santa. There's a whole thing about how... Why am I ignorant or racist for saying that people don't just change colors? It would be cool if, like, some days I could be black, but I can't. I'm a white guy. Santa has always been a white guy. Always. How do you explain to the children, Napier, if Santa just changes colors?
So would you not be this upset of Idris... What's his name?
Idris Elba?
Elba, if he was the villain, if you will.
Sure. Sure.
He can be the villain, just not James Bond.
He can't be James Bond! There's been like 5 James Bonds. They've all been white British dudes. You can't just say, oh, James Bond's black now. You just can't. You can't say Santa's black now because then kids are going to say, wait, do people just change colors? Santa's bullshit.
So let me ask you this. Would you be upset if they gave it to, like, Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman is James Bond?
Yeah.
He doesn't really seem like James Bond to me. I'm
just asking a question.
Yeah. That would be shitty casting.
So how did James Bond all of a sudden become Australian then?
He'd be a shitty James Bond. He'd be awful.
Actually, there was an American
James Bond. I think
Idris
Elba would be a better James Bond than Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
However, Hugh Jackman would look more like James Bond than a black guy.
Yeah.
Are you implying that I'm ignorant for saying that it's weird that James Bond would all of a sudden change
colors? I wouldn't say ignorant. I mean, just have an open mind, man.
Drunk. We recast Friday with James Franco in the Ice Cube role.
Okay.
And who's that faggy kid that was on Arrested Development and then made all the
Michael Cera?
Yeah, Michael Cera as Smokey.
Okay.
Would you go see that movie?
I mean, James Franco and Seth Rogen did a movie like that called Pineapple Express. Basically the same movie.
But like no, it wasn't.
I mean, it is.
You're right. It's the exact same movie.
Stoner comedy. People get in trouble. Right. Try to get out of trouble. Boom.
I've had a rough week. I was talking to a fella that I thought was the CEO of Hydrox, the cookies, the Oreo, the original Oreo before
there was Droxies Oreo. Or whatever those
They made Hydrox, and then Oreos totally stole their shit.
Yeah.
I thought,
and then that company went out of business.
I thought I was talking to the real guy on Twitter. Like I was all chatting him up, talking, you know, hey, Hydrox guy, you know, what's up? And he's like talking back to me. We're having this conversation. I scrolled down a little bit. That ain't the real Hydrox guy.
Hydroxes were good.
He was a liar. Hydrox started in like 1905. That dude's dead.
He's been dead.
He's been dead a long time, probably. So fucking, I didn't really talk to the CEO of Hydrox. I was just talking to some dude making jokes. And then I went to work. Granted, this is the first day of work after the new year. This is how I bring in the new year. I'm talking to fake Hydrox guy. Go to goddamn work, bend over to pick some shit up, rip the ass out of my pants.
That's hot.
Rip the ass seam straight out of my fucking pants. Walked around all day with my butt crack hanging out. Goddamn bright red underwear.
This was at work?
Yeah.
So you didn't do it here?
No. I ripped the ass seam out of my pants, had my red underwear hanging out, and I'm talking to a fake fucking Hydrox guy. And that was how I started the new year.
That sounds amazing.
So I need some positive energy to turn this shit around, and I'm not getting it.
You want me to buy you some Hydrox?
They don't make them anymore. No, they're drunk. Gone. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that shit up.
How do you know? I'm sure I can find them.
Thanks for bringing that up, drunk.
Would you like me to bring you other generic chocolate sandwich cookie?
Won't be the same. I wasn't even talking to the real dude. I was talking to some chump.
Bring you some Fruity Loops with a zebra on it.
Or like the, you know, the Rice Krispie treat, except with the Fruity Loop?
Yeah.
Or the Fruity Pebble, maybe.
You know what time it is,
Drew? And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier. Nice.
Hot.
A whole bunch of questions for Dr. Napier this week. The first one comes from Matt from the Lotus Cast.
Are you sure that's not too loud?
Thursdays, radiofubar.com.
Penis.
What's the best cereal to eat out of a chick's gaping asshole?
Oh, Rice Krispie Treats, because it pops in their little butthole, and it makes them feel all weird. It's like putting Pop Rocks in your anus.
That answer could not have gotten any better.
Doesn't that requires milk to do that? The reaction is milk, because pop in the...
He said he's eating cereal, right?
Out of chick's asshole.
Yeah, I don't eat cereal without milk.
I would think that it would have to be like a hot like oatmeal or something, right? Like a oatmeal, because I mean, how are you going to get enough cereal into her
gaping? Yeah. I believe the word gaping was.
Do you
there.
Fill it up?
No, you get a bowl and you put some Rice Krispies in there. You put milk in the bowl and then
funnel it
and just funnel it right in.
You stick a funnel in there and you just.
Yeah, but don't wait too long, because if you wait too long, the Rice Krispie treats, they get all puffy, and it'll block up your funnel.
Oh, like because it absorbs moisture?
Yeah, you got to, I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it quick.
From,
And use cold milk.
Please.
Yeah. Motherfuckers.
Is Johnny Storm going to be black?
You want the, like, the red cap or the
That's the Human Torch, right?
Yeah.
Human Torch is going to be black?
I always wondered how he didn't get that way, because when
Susan Storm, the Invisible Girl is going to be black? Really? From Mandy Weaver of the Furnacast. How long is it possible for pubic hair to get? Asking for a friend.
I'm pretty sure it can get pretty long.
Well, normally I try to take care of mine, but
I just let it grow. Does it
My armpit hair actually can get pretty damn long. I'd say 3 inches.
So so Mandy couldn't like get like a curling iron in her pubic hair. You think it'd stop growing, or
I think after about an inch and a half, you can get a curling iron in there. Yeah, I mean it don't have to get all 3 inches.
Get it curly.
Yeah.
Style it.
Yeah, get a little perm.
Get it going out, like, to the sides.
Yeah, look like black waves hitting ocean. Like hitting a sandy beach.
Put pigtails in it.
Yeah.
at a certain point, she couldn't just wipe anymore. She needed to, like, keep a blow dryer by the toilet.
Those ain't dreadlocks. Those are fish locks.
She needs to rinse, not wipe.
Do, like, the X-rated Rapunzel.
Oh, I bet the perm hair.
Throw it on down the tower.
That's
climb
disgusting.
Up, right on in there.
Do you think perm products would burn?
Right on in there, Napier. Right on in there.
Oh, do you think if you
climb,
had,
climb that if, rope like gym class.
Do you think if her friend tried to masturbate, it would sound like somebody trying to wash somebody else's hair? Just got that squishy sound. Getting the lather going.
I don't know. This is my favorite question of the week. Are you ready for this? This is from the Mark Bland.
Excellent.
Ooh, boy.
Are you ready for the Mark Bland's question for Dr. Napier?
Ballsack. Let's do this.
I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this. We might need to take another break just so that you can mentally prepare yourself.
Is this a Dan Furnicus 300-word diatribe question?
This is our question from the Mark Bland. Are you ready?
Yep.
Dicks?
Yes.
That's the question. Dicks?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I assume that's a yes or no question. I mean, if he was calling us dicks, it would be a statement, but he's asking dicks.
Dicks?
Yes.
From Anchor Babcock of Unfit for FM, heard Sundays on radio exclusively.
Exclusively.
On radiofubar.com. Do you think Uncle Phil molested Carlton as a child? Maybe that's why the first wife left.
Ooh. You remember
but they were both Aunt Viv.
He just found another broad with the same name. And he just figured like the white squares in his neighborhood wouldn't notice.
A lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
They actually had to have an episode where they had to talk about
she
it.
She straight up left, yo.
Yeah.
She just skipped
And the
town.
First one was dark as night, and the last one was like really light-skinned.
And do you think she could be a good James Bond?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say no to answer the question. I don't know what Napier thinks.
A lot of casting questions this week. If you had to recast the Golden Girls, but could only use dead WWF wrestlers,
Jesus.
Who would you cast as those classic beauties? This is from Travis Hulse of the Lantern Light Lounge podcast.
Oh, you got to put Macho Man in there.
Yeah.
You got to.
I guess.
Now, I have the dream casting. I spent way too much time.
Probably the Ultimate Warrior.
On this question earlier.
Oh, Andre the Giant. He's dead, right?
Ultimate Warrior isn't dead.
No.
He's still alive.
Is he alive?
Yeah. Andre the Giant, dead.
Yeah.
Now, if you just went to, like, you know, like a whole all-star giant cast, I mean, you get, like, you know, Earthquake, Tugboat. Andre the Giant.
Earthquake's dead?
Oh, yeah. Well, he just died like a couple of years ago, I think.
Oh.
Maybe Bam Bam Bigelow. You could get a...
Bam Bam Bigelow's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
When did Bam Bam Bigelow die?
Oh, like 5 or 6 years ago.
I didn't hear about this.
That fella had tattoos on his head. He wasn't going to live a long life.
Oh, and that was a huge dude, too.
It was, but... So do you want to take a stab at this?
Is Jimmy...
B. Arthur's role... Now, I have... Like my dream cast here.
Okay.
But it is Ask Dr. Napier, not Ask Dr. Mike. Because I'm not even a real doctor. So Dorothy, played by Bea Arthur.
Macho Man, because she had that deeper voice. I'd go there.
Rose, played by Betty White.
Well, I wasn't thinking this before, but now Bam Bam Bigelow, I got to put him in there.
Rue McClanahan's Blanche.
Oh, Andre.
Andre the Giant.
Andre, yeah.
Okay. And Estelle Getty's Sophia. That was the old gal, I think. I think she was one of their moms.
How about The Rock's acting career? Can that be one of them? Because that's dead.
Who?
The Rock's acting career.
Hey, he was in the Fast and Furious.
He's
okay.
Doing pretty good, I think, actually.
Really? He recovered from the Tooth Fairy?
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
Yeah. They actually bring him in like for movie franchises that aren't doing too good to like make them better. Like G.I. Joe and The Fast and the Furious.
I think they just put him in things so that they could say, oh, look, we have The Rock.
We have The Rock in this one, yeah.
But he's never in it for more than like a few minutes.
That that Scorpion King movie.
I saw that
in the theater.
Yeah.
I fell asleep before the opening credits.
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
I slept through the whole damn thing. That was a big waste of money.
You know, that thing had sequels, too.
Do you want to hear my dream cast for the Golden Girls? Like I said, I took way too
long.
Please,
let's listen to it.
In the role, Bea Arthur's role as Dorothy, I have Ray Traylor, known as the Big Boss Man.
Nice.
Dead.
Deceased.
Betty White's Rose, I couldn't decide on one. Mr. Perfect, I thought would be a good one.
Mr. Perfect's dead?
Mr. Perfect's dead, yeah.
Fuck.
Actually, Mr. Perfect has a song written about him because when he died, it really upset Macho Man Randy Savage.
You know what would have made this a lot better, Mike?
What?
If you would have just downloaded their entrance songs and been like, as da-da-da, and played it. Play their entrance music.
That's actually pretty great. But yeah, no, Macho Man released an album and he had a song on it called The Perfect Friend that was about Kurt Hennig because he missed him. He missed his friend that died. But also I thought Owen Hart would be good for the Betty White role too. So
I didn't really like him as
either Owen Hart or Mr. Perfect. I couldn't decide. For Blanche, I went with Davy Boy Smith, the British Bulldog.
Nice.
Thought that would be a good one. Just, you know. And for Sophia, Macho Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit. I don't know. I guess Chris Benoit would be a good, like a good Dorothy, maybe, you know, because she didn't take no guff,
right?
Especially from little kids,
and her wife.
Yeah.
Okay, from Shannon Lake, is it possible to sneeze out a tampon?
Yes, I've actually heard stories of when ladies have their snatch napkins in. They're like deucing, like in the bathroom, and they push so hard with their butthole muscles that it'll shoot out the, the cunt napkin. It just shoots right out of there.
Anchor in the chat, Sophia is Gorilla Monsoon. From Indio Techno, how long before I get frostbite on my dick while shoveling snow in a thong?
If it would have been today, it probably would have been less than half
if you're
an
shoveling
hour.
Snow in a thong, wouldn't you get frostbite on everything except your dick?
I don't think the thong's really going to help you too much.
Hopefully he's at least got boots on. It's cold out there.
Yeah, you don't want to just be out there barefoot.
Right.
It was cold as a son of a bitch. My boogers were freezing. Anyway, from Brian of Unfit for FM, when shaving my balls, should I go with or against the grain?
You want to go with the grain. I would suggest what you do is...
You're petting it more and just hoping
That's a time for you. That's a time for you to be, you know, feel manly. So what you do is you want to do the classic barber shave. You get like a hot washcloth and you put that on your testicles. Make sure they get all like, you know, loose and not tight. You don't want tight balls when you're you know, shaving. So you get a hot washcloth, you put that on your testicles.
You know, do it loose? You don't pull them tight?
No.
I pull them tight.
No, I get mine loose.
Like you pull the skin tight so that you got, like, you know, you can see your canvas.
No, that's a good way to get cuts.
I don't understand the whole grain thing. What do you mean grain? Aren't the hairs just kind of growing out and then you just kind of...
No, there you can see where the follicles are, like, pointing.
Can you look at me and tell me which way
I'm not looking at your testicles, dude.
Because I just kind of rub it on over there until I'm done.
Okay, go down like this, and you can feel where the you see where you get interference right about the neckline.
No, yeah. I'm talking about my balls.
Your balls?
So they just kind of go straight out, right?
Yeah, mine kind of have a direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you trim them, you can see the direction better.
I usually do the trimmy guys on the top, and then I like a close shave on my balls. I like my balls to be smooth.
Whenever I'm at a urinal, I just rip mine out and place them on the urinal as little tracks.
You like rip out a handful?
Yeah, rip out a handful of small hair, put that right on the fucking urinal. I swear to God, every fucking time I go to a public restroom, there is ball hair in clumps everywhere I fucking go. I just assume that's like a St. Louis ritual practice. Like every time you go to a new urinal, you just rip out a handful of fucking dick hair and you just place it right on the thing, like whoosh, like a thing of glitter.
Pocket
yeah,
sand.
Yeah, pocket sand. But it's ball hair.
There's like a super delay now.
Yeah, I noticed
that. On the foobars. The foobars, this new thing, it's like a good 30-something seconds delay.
Maybe it has to do with latency. It probably helps the stream out a lot. I mean, getting that much of a delay.
Okay,
in there.
Somebody that's paying attention, we're going to do a test
Maybe
real quick.
It's the new year.
Napier, say a word, and we're going to see when someone types it in the chat. Somebody type it in as soon as you hear it.
ShamWow.
Okay, now
nobody's going to type that in.
Put a timer on it.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, a follow-up question actually from P-Rock. It was a follow-up to Brian's question.
Yeah.
Also, can I damage the scrote by going with Nair?
No, you should be fine. You'd have to use a lot of it, and you have to leave it on there for quite a fucking while.
That was quite a...
Yeah, that's at least 30 seconds. That's at least 30 seconds.
Right. Wow. So you rub the Nair. Is that how that works? You rub the Nair on there, and then you leave it there for a minute or so?
Yeah, you got to let it soak in.
It attacks the... Have you ever used Nair?
I tried to, and it doesn't really work on me.
I remember vaguely. Didn't you shave your legs once?
Yeah.
I don't remember what the details of that were. Why did you shave your legs? I remember it happening, but I don't remember why.
I was bored in the bathtub one day, and I had all these new razors. Like, I got one of those really expensive Mach 18 fucking razors, and had a whole bunch of new heads for it, and I thought, you know what? I wonder what it would feel like to have my legs and balls and dick shaven by, you know, these fantastical new implements of modern science. And so that's what I did.
So you did it on your own?
Yeah.
No bet, no joke, you just
yeah, just bored. Yeah.
Lotus Cast guy says he's not ashamed he uses Nair. For what? Does he use it for his ball sack? Does he use it on his face? What do you use Nair for?
His chest and back.
Yeah, some people use it on their chest.
Oh, like on your back? Like an abundance of back hair?
Yeah, didn't Merkel do that? Didn't he shave his chest hair?
Yeah.
Trying to be all suave and shit?
No, I think that his thinking was that it would grow back thicker. I'm not a particularly hairy fella in the chest region.
My nipples are super fucking hairy.
I'm like a little boy. Yeah. I'm like a little boy. I get really excited whenever I get a new hair.
And you have a shit ton of blondes. Like, your mustache doesn't even look like it's a real mustache. Looks like you were drinking milk and it got stained and it's just, you know, fucking stratified.
From Matt Leroy, the final question. Lather up my back before sex.
With Nair.
Is that just so that, like, he's greasy?
Oh, I thought he was talking about her vagina. You know, snail trailing his back, just sitting on it, all excited. Just, you know, getting it all nice and lubed up so that when he, you know, when he's on bottom, he's got
no,
all the
he's
back.
Joe, he says he nares his asshole. He doesn't nare his asshole, Napier. He's just joking with us. Anyway, from Matt Leroy, if Fresh Prince was still taping and putting out new shows, who would be a good replacement for Uncle Phil? Uncle Phil died. Did you hear that? That's sad.
He could do the Time Lord thing and let his son be his uncle.
I'll
because
tell
his
you
son's
who's
in every fucking
not
thing.
Sad is DJ Jazzy Jeff, because who's that?
Lady Friend.
Lady Friend knows what we're fucking doing.
No, it's pastime.
Lady Friend knows what we're fucking doing. Anyway.
She was actually driving home to get something. I hope she didn't get in a car wreck.
Uncle Phil died.
Yeah, he died.
And we should replace him with a white guy.
Marlon Brando.
He's also dead. Mm-hmm. Some WWF
James Gandolfini.
He's dead too.
Seth Rogen.
He's probably too young, right?
Justin Bieber.
You use makeup. I mean, right. Or CGI. They made
David Caruso.
He ain't fat enough.
And that was S. Dr. Napier.
Do 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 do.
We haven't. So you need to go answer that, huh? Me and Drunk can talk about it. Me and Drunk are going to talk about this 50-year-old set of brothers.
Okay.
That they were living together, and one brother pulled a knife on his other brother. Now keep in mind they're 50. They've probably lived together their whole lives.
Okay.
Pulled a knife on his other brother. Because he was pissed off because his brother was making too many peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Too many peanut butter jelly sandwiches. How many peanut butter jelly sandwiches did it take for you to get a knife pulled on you?
Dude made 3 peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
How much milk did he smash?
I don't know. Sat down for a while, ate his 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and then you know what he said? Fuck it, man. You know what? I need another peanut butter jelly sandwich. Got up to make a 4th one. His brother said, bullshit. You're eating too many goddamn peanut butter jelly sandwiches. Pulled a knife on him. Oh, no. In the kitchen, Napier's just going, oh, no.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good at all. So anyway, this peanut butter and jelly sandwich thing, right? I guess he called the police because his brother was... Okay, I'm kind of concerned, are you?
Slightly. Anywho... The podcast must go on.
Kind of hard to focus on so the peanut butter jelly sandwich story when the other room he's going, oh no, oh no.
They come.
Cops call. They arrest the one brother for a domestic assault.
Yeah.
Because he was pissed off that his brother was eating too many peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
You think he ate another one after he got arrested?
I don't know.
I would have for sure.
But I mean, if it's
serious, I used to make the double decker peanut butter sandwiches.
If it's serious enough that homeboy is pulling knives and stuff, yeah. Maybe you need to put the peanut butter jelly. I mean, do you really need that 4th peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Think of the turkey club. I'd put the peanut butter on the one side, bread, jelly, bread.
Oh, then, like a Big Mac?
Yes, like a Big
Mac. So you make like a peanut butter sandwich and a jelly sandwich and like stack them on top of each other.
Yeah.
That's what you do?
That's what I used to do. Oh. When I was of make peanut butter and jelly eating age. Which I guess you never really grow out of, but...
Napier! Napier, is anybody dead? Is everybody okay?
I prefer grape jelly or strawberry jelly. And I also prefer the crunchy peanut butter.
His answer was,
I didn't even hear the question.
I just asked if everybody's okay. And he said, Does that mean no?
I think that means no.
Oh no! Somebody's dead.
Boysenberry is okay. The peach preserve is pretty good too.
I'm a fan of the grape jelly myself.
Apple butter is also delicious. Yeah, grape jelly is good.
That's not jelly though.
But I mean, it's jelly-ish. I also like the peanut butter and the honey.
Is everything okay?
Oh, she got into a wreck.
Oh, is she okay?
Yeah.
Like a bad wreck.
She ran into a median.
Oh.
Single car accident?
Yeah. She was trying to, like, get out of a snowy area where they hadn't plowed. I assume what happened was she was driving along on the highway and, like, every fucking where.
You see, what happened was.
Yeah. It just becomes a snowy shit.
She, like, on the side of the road right now?
Yeah. MoDOT or the vehicle assist people, they're over there and they're got a tow truck coming, so.
Are you gonna, like, go be with her?
She doesn't know where she's going yet, so I'm going to wait for her to tell me.
What do you mean
me.
Going? Like where the tow truck is going?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's with the vehicle assist people now.
But she's not injured?
No, she's fine.
She's fine?
Yeah.
I was just going to get into a thing about driving into the snow, but now I shouldn't.
Was it too lighthearted?
No.
Too close to home?
Well, yeah, it would be now.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get into the wreck, if that makes you feel any better.
No, but I was gonna say.
And she's probably not gonna come back and listen to this episode, so.
Yeah, I bet she's not listening right now.
Well, no, now it would just seem mean-spirited, so I'm not gonna do it. So
I'm going to stay home tomorrow. Guys, it's going to be a good idea.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for coming out and hanging out with us.
Come back for the much improved wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Next week, Detective Napier returns.
And Mike's going to have about three dozen
Napier
things.
Napier has to bust out of here, in which case...
Well, I got to bust out of here.
It'll be 2 weeks before Detective Napier returns.
No, why can't I just come over here, you know, Saturday or Sunday?
We're not going to do that.
Why not?
We're not going to do that.
Well, you never call me.
We're going to say we do that, but we're not going to.
Well, if you have other people doing stuff, I mean, I'll come over. We're going to do this.
I can be Detective Napier.
Detective drunk crime story.
No, it'd be like he just got miscast and he's gone. And
we need a black guy.
Oh,
a black guy to be Detective Napier.
Well, actually, no. Drunk is behind me. So
everybody's leaving. Yeah. All right, guys. Good times.
Great oldies.
Well, it's not like I got to leave immediately, but pretty immediately. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL.
Don't worry, Starry.
We're also
fine.
On Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks.
Always
a plethora. My guys talk fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
How about you just do it live and we'll catch up? Do it live.
We'll do it live.
So, I got this real fancy stereo system in my
car.
In my living room.
Okay.
Like with a whole bunch of speakers and stuff. Sometimes I like to crank it up, you know, listen to
the surround sound and whatnot.
Listen to the musics at.
Do you have the speakers on the couch?
You know, I'm a homeowner. Sometimes I want to, you know, put on, you know, Dark Side of the Moon and rock the fuck out.
And eat some mushrooms.
To put on, you know, some Tool and just crank that fucker up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It happens. I'm a man.
A man.
And aren't either house beside you abandoned? So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not like somebody's going to complain.
I'm in a neighborhood of abandoned houses.
Pretty much.
It's like a project.
So
now projects got people in them.
The problem is with my stereo system, tops out at 34.
Okay.
Well, how loud is 34?
Well, I mean, it's how loud I want it to be is the loudest it goes.
Yeah.
But what kind of number is 34? 34 is not a number to top out at.
My car tops out at like 63.
That's a stupid number to top out at. You.
What do you want it to be? 25, 30, 35, 40?
I can't play my stereo at the top volume. I have to play it at 30.
Okay.
Because you can't put it at 34. That's a stupid number. It's either 30 or 35, but it doesn't go up to 35. So I have to play it at 30.
Well, actually, it should.
Do you always
have to?
Do you always have to listen to it on like a number of five? It's either 15, 20, 25, or 30.
How many times do you
wash
your hands?
Yeah, like when I'm listening to my TV.
So you can't ever put it on like 17.
My TV's at 25 or 30. It never goes to 27, 28.
17's never
there's probably
the
some
volume.
Great volumes that it could be at in between. So it's either too loud, you know, at times where I'm like cranking it up, you know, louder than it should be.
Just because you have
or not necessarily OCD loud enough.
Because you won't do a 7 or a 3.
Right. But I just think it's an asshole thing to do to even make it 34.
I don't understand why all you think that. That's an ignorant comment.
That's a stupid number to make it, though. Shouldn't maybe it be divisible by 10? I mean, like, shouldn't the top number be divisible by 10? Shouldn't there be, like, a set amount of numbers that, like, makes sense?
So you're never like, hey, lady friend, turn this up 2 or 3 clicks. I only need 2 or 3 clicks more.
No, it's either, like,
0 or 5.
0 or 5.
If I'm going to turn it up, I'm going to turn it up 5.
Right.
No, see, there's a middle point. You can do 2 or 3 up on the volume.
I think they did it just to mess with people who have OCD.
I don't. I have an
appreciation. It sounds like you do.
I have an appreciation for numbers.
Numbers, so, but you don't have an appreciation for the numbers 1, 2, 3, or 4.
How? Whenever you go to the bathroom and, you know, you wash your hands afterwards, do you have to keep count of how many times you wash them so that you can get to 5? And if you accidentally go to 6, do you have to start all over again?
When do you wash your hands?
Let me ask you this.
What do I? When
do
I shit
the
on
same
them.
Same amount of squares of toilet paper every time?
Yeah, no, do you count them?
No. I do, like, you know, 2 or 3 folds worth.
But you don't, like, count the individual squares?
No, that would just be silly.
So that doesn't have to be 5 or 10, but the volume on the TV has to be 5
so,
or 10.
So, I mean, maybe you just wash your hands like when you shit on them, right?
Or when I'm socially obligated to wash them.
Like when people are watching you, when you're in a public restroom and you piss.
Oh, I don't,
like,
even do that.
Well, oh, man, people are going to see that I didn't wash my hands.
Sometimes, like, if I'm cooking something for me and just for me,
when
I won't
you're wiping,
wash.
When you're wiping your ass, do you, like, get shit on your hand? Like,
not very often.
But when you do, where do you get shit on your hand?
Side of the thumb.
I always get it, like, right here.
How do you get it,
like,
right there?
Like, right at the... Like at the,
he uses a lot of palm.
At the
wipe.
Palm part, like below my ring finger and
you
my pinky
finger.
You use
your palm
well,
to
no,
wipe?
Well, no, like I wipe my ass and somehow I always get
I use
shit
my
right
fingers.
There. I don't know how it happens.
I don't use the whole hand to wipe.
But this
34
thing is stupid. Don't you think we should, like...
How do you wipe your ass?
Don't you think that, like, the FCC...
He goes from the front.
Yeah. The FCC or some kind of government agency should make
it
so that 34 was, like, a really stupid number to have it top out at.
What about the show 24?
Give me one more goddamn click. I'll pay extra.
What about
the
show?
I'll pay extra for that one extra click. I will.
What about the show 24? Did you not like the show 24?
That's coming back.
Why?
Is Kiefer going to be in it?
Yeah, they're making a new 24.
Is Elisha Cuthbert
going to
be in it?
It's only going to be 12 hours, though. It's going to be 12, but it's going to be 24.
Is Miss Dionne Phaneuf going to be in it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just saw a commercial for it. They're like 24, 2014.
All right. Amazing. Amazeballs.
It's the day that Keith Sutherland doesn't get to take a shit or eat.
Well, he's busy, like, saving the president or something.
Vote for us in the Foobies. We have to beat Unfit for FM.
And Mike's going to set up a poll on Facebook.
They get enough praise.
Vote for me.
Well, they get enough praise because they're better than us.
It's not true. I'm editing this out of the podcast.
You can't edit it out. It's
I
out.
Can.
It's
you don't
there.
Know shit.
It's out in the airwaves.
We're the best.
Pioneers.